أشهد
أن لا
الله
إله
إلا
الله
الله
وأشهد
أن
محمدا
رسول
الله
الله. Das war mein Glaubensbekenntnis. Ich bin jetzt stolzer Muslim. Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Welcome to the Deen Show. I am Eddie, your host. And while the whole coronavirus pandemic is going on, we have people accepting this deen because they're thinking, they're pondering, what is the purpose of life? And one of those people that got to reflecting, got to thinking, accepted his deen, took his shahada during this pandemic is my next guest, and he's here to share his story. Wilhelm Ott here on the Deen Show. Don't go anywhere.
Time for the Deen Show. Deen Show. Deen Show.
So we're with Wilhelm Ott Khalid. And you're now in Germany or Austria?
I'm in Austria, yes.
You're in Austria. So it's good to have you on it's good to have you on the Deen Show.
Yeah. Thank you. Inshallah.
So I heard you say that the coronavirus gave me necessary freedom to find my faith again. Can you explain this?
Yeah. Yes, that's true. So inshallah, God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the faith back what I lost this time. I find back, I have a lot of stress. Everyone have a lot of stress, and now everyone comes slow down and begin to you know, what's life?
Yeah.
What is the my English is not so good, my brother.
I understand.
You know?
So purpose of life, thinking, purpose of life.
Yes, yes. About religion, a lot of people think about that.
Uh huh.
And many, many years ago, I pray 5 times ago every day in Islamic religion, Muslims, but I don't convert it.
Oh, so you the coronavirus, now that everything calmed down, now everybody's thinking like death, reality, now you're thinking more about Islam, purpose of life.
Yes, so I've 2030, I was in jail, you know, and in this time I pray, I found to the Islam religion.
Uh-huh.
But I converted.
Yeah.
I don't say the shahada at this time. And when I come out, I lost the religion.
Ah.
A lot of stress, a lot of troubles, and normal life for normal peoples.
Uh-huh.
And now, for a lot of weeks, I've begin to pray again, and I feel ready for say to the shahada.
MashaAllah. So Islam was on your mind for a long time, for many years?
Yes.
Yeah.
So when I play the music from YouTube, Khalid Ibn Walid. Yes?
Yes.
I have this song many time of my handy, but when I play in the car, I play only when I am alone.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Nasheed.
Now I can play everywhere.
Uh-huh. MashaAllah. So this is something amazing. Now you because there's a lot of people, because you're a professional fighter, who they have a lot of courage to get in the cage, but now when it comes to find the truth and to be on the truth, you know, they're worried about what people are going to say, their image.
Yes, yes. So what can I say about that? So I'm a human like you and all other one. Okay, I'm a professional fighter, but this is not important for me. So now in my mind, I'm stronger, you know? I became yesterday a big chance for a big fight versus a really big man in Europe, and I feel like ready to fight everywhere and everyone. My mind is so strong, and this is only about the religion. It's only about for Islam.
You said something about at one point that you couldn't do nothing because you were influenced politically.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, we have time. We have time now.
Yeah. Were you also?
Everyone.
Were you when you say you were influenced politically? Because a lot of people, when they're in politics, these politicians, they will use and bash Islam. Oh, Muslims are terrorists, making people scared of Islam. Yeah. So, was this influencing you also? That this was having an impact on your decision? That you got caught up in all of the misinformation that was out there about Muslims and Islam?
My brother. The big problem, it's not only in Europe, I think it's all around the world. The media, the televisions and politics, they make, there's refugees, here's rape, there is rape, that's only from refugees, and but nobody sees behind that what's really happened with these humans. It's amazing. And it's crazy what's happened there, mm-hmm. all around the world, and the politics makes that for hate to Islam.
Yeah, but
that's the truth.
So tell me, you talk about how Islam gave you the necessary strength, and for people that don't know, Islam simply means to submit yourself, your will to God's will, to the Creator, Allah. This is how you get peace in life. So tell me, you talk about Islam gave you the strength to get through much of the hard times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I have no hard time, you know. Now I have a really, really good time. And this is, for me, a lot of people find to her religion when it's a bad life. But find to the religion when you have good times. And this is why I'm saying, now my life is good. I find to the religion, I find to Islam, I find to Allah. And this makes me really, really happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. It makes me strong again.
MashaAllah. Tell us about your friend, is his name Burak?
Burak,
yes.
My brother.
Yeah, so he actually, tell us about your relationship with him. How long have you known him?
I know him at last year.
Yeah.
I fight versus him.
Oh, you guys fought together?
Yeah. We fight in Istanbul.
Uh-huh.
And he win in the first round of, before the 5 minutes over, he win. He's a really, really strong fighter, and not only his body is strong, his soul is strong, his faith is strong, and this was impressed for me.
You said that he gave you, Burak, he gave you a copy, a gift. What was the gift?
He gave me the Holy Quran and for pray, the tapich. You know what I mean?
Yes, the prayer rug, yes.
Yes, this, yeah.
Oh, he was sharing what he loved the most, Islam, with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are in contact after the fight with him. We are always in contact. So we like us, you know, we love us.
Uh-huh.
And we make always jokes about our fight.
Yeah.
We say, you know the game when they've had, what is this, a cut? When you cut the paper.
Yes, cut, yes, scissors.
Yeah, this one, then in stone and paper. You know this game?
Yeah, paper, rock, scissor, boom.
Yeah, and they give photos on in the internet when I sit on him and I punch him and we have all blood in the face. He has bloody face, I have bloody face. And I say, I write sometimes, I lost the game. Cut paper and stone. This is only for men.
we have a affiliate, one of our schools there in Istanbul, Jiu-Jitsu, Team Redzovic Jiu-Jitsu there. So maybe when I go next time, we can meet there. When I did a seminar in Turkey, not last year.
Very nice, very nice. Inshallah, we will see there.
Yeah. I heard you're also looking forward now to, it's amazing because you just accepted Islam and we heard you take the Shahada.
Ashhadu
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illa.
Illa.
Allah.
Allah.
Wa ashhadu.
Wa ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Rasulu.
Rasulu.
Allah.
Allah. Das war mein Glaubensbekenntnis. Ich bin jetzt stolzer Muslim. Allahu Akbar.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. This is something that is just so natural that you testify that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and earth. If you were living during the time of Jesus, you would say Isa Rasulullah. During the time of Moses, Musa Rasulullah. But you said now, because human beings are living during the time of the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad. So you say Muhammad do Rasulullah. And now you have the five pillars of faith. You have prayer five times a day. And what now we're in, you're excited about Ramadan. You're excited to start fasting. Tell us about this.
Ramadan, first, before I heard it always, I think it's very, very hard for the peoples. But the Ramadan gives me so much love. Every day I have peoples here to make iftar, or I am with peoples to make iftar. I read the Quran and I have no troubles. You know, when I make weight cut, I eat and drink 24 hours, nothing. So this now, it's not for must, this is now for I want it. Mm-hmm. And makes me really happy.
Mm-hmm. That's
amazing. Stronger in my faith.
That's amazing, because a lot of people, they'll sacrifice for a title, for money. They'll fast, like they have to cut weight. They're torturing themselves, right? But
yeah.
But now you are fasting, you know, for your creator, you know, to get the spiritual benefits, and also you get health benefits. Amazing.
Yeah. What's amazing is I say the Shahada and the holy world shares my video and I don't understand.
Yeah. That you got welcomed into a huge family of almost 2 billion. They wanna meet their brother, so they're giving you a lot of love. How's that experience, the love?
Yeah, but a lot of people makes videos when they say the Shahada, you know?
Yeah.
And they are not so famous like me. And I don't want famous. I don't want that. My handy goes ringing all seconds. I must make it on still. My handy, it's amazing. It's really amazing what's happened.
Yeah. MashaAllah. So you have now, you mentioned that now you have even, you had a strong mind, but now you even have a stronger faith now with Islam.
Yes. I'm now ready for all what happened. So I'm the original Khalid.
MashaAllah. Tell me before we go also that we see that people, they don't understand about our love for Jesus now as a mighty messenger. How was your impression when you learned about that to be a Muslim, you have to believe in Jesus, not like a God or a son of God, but as a messenger of God? And many of the teachings now in Islam, you know, about being a good human being, worshiping only one and one God, and all these other beautiful teachings. How did they connect with you?
I begin now to read the Quran. And so what I know is Jesus is a prophet also.
Yeah.
So, but my no, I don't know so much about the Islamic, you know, about the religion. So I don't want to say now and it's wrong. So better I say nothing.
Yes. That's why it's a whole journey of learning now, like learnings, growing, you know, it's amazing now. Just like a person learned the martial art, now you slowly, like starting from beginning and just learning. Yes, so much to learn.
Yeah, it's so much. Yes. So look, I have here to learn the tashahud.
Uh-huh. Oh, for prayer. Well, MashaAllah.
Yeah, for prayer. I must learn that. So it's very important for me.
Yes. And then, alhamdulillah, that's amazing because you give up when you say Allahu Akbar, Allah, God Almighty is the greatest. You give up the dunya and now you focused on your Creator. It's a beautiful, tell us how you feel when you're praying to the Creator. The same way Jesus prayed and Moses, they all prayed like this. How you feel when you make salah?
This is a breakout for me from the day. And I thank Allah for the power who gives me for life and for everyone. And I feel like stronger in the when I pray. I feel the power. I feel it.
Mm-hmm. How is your family and your friends, the people around you, how did they accept this decision you made?
Oh, it's amazing. One friend, I see him come to the iftar to first time, and it's also an Austrian boy, and he tell me, now I have the power maybe to say the Shahada, and I look, what? Yes, I want to be Muslim for many months. My brain always go to Islamic religion.
This is your friend. You're talking about your friend.
My friend told me that, and then and never he told me that.
Yeah.
But now he have the power to say, yes, I want to be a Muslim too. Because... And the family, it's they love me. So I haven't parents, you know, that died when I was very, really young. So the parents from my girlfriend, like my parents from love. They say, yeah, we love you. When you find the true religion, we stand behind you. Finish. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we make iftar with the parents from my girlfriend, you know?
Yeah. How is the view there, the Austrian people? How do they know much about Islam, like, or is it just from the media what they hear?
the media here in Austria tells nothing. Not here, not in Germany, nothing. Yeah, but on Instagram I have now 83 abonnents and 2,000 goes. 3 or 4 people write me on Instagram. We love you again. So what's happened? I haven't coronavirus. What's happened? Why you say we love you again? What's the difference now? So I'm Muslim now. It's problem for you. Why you say we love you again? You know?
Uh-huh.
A lot of people's when I the trains in my gym, when I see that, they goes. They don't say hello or nothing, they goes. So it's not all sunshine. Yeah?
Yeah.
But that tells me the truth. I see the truth now.
Yes. And may Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, give you the strength of, because you have a very powerful name now, Khalid ibn Walid, from him. That you have the courage now to continue moving forward, to continue learning, to continue sharing your message, and may Allah use you as a light to affect many people in the positive, because this is amazing that your friend, from you accepting Islam, now he got some courage now to look more and to want to accept. May this happen with so many more people who they see Islam as the truth, because it calls humanity to something that's in their nature, to worship one and only one God and to do good deeds, to be a good human being. This is simple to understand. And now, but people are scared. Yeah. They're scared. But when they see people like you and others, when we share their story, they get encouraged. You know, they start to think. And inshallah, that much good can come from this.
Inshallah, it's right. So a lot of people write me on Instagram or Facebook. They write, mashallah, my brother, now you give us the power back again. We begin to pray yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
When we see your video. And it's unbelievable for me. This is unbelievable. I can't believe. Really, I can't believe.
MashaAllah.
Amazing.
Thank you very much, brother. It was really nice to talk with you. May Allah continue to bless you and use you for goodness. And inshallah, either we can maybe, because we usually take a flight there to Bosnia also. In so you live in Austria, huh?
In Austria, yes.
They have the short connection. It's like 1 hour flight also to Bosnia. Have you ever been to Bosnia?
So I have a good friend from me. He's Dritan Barama. He's my manager too. So he's an Albanian guy.
Yeah.
And we fly to Albania and... Yeah, you know what I become from a brother for convert to Islam? He gives me that. You know yeah. that?
What is... I can't... Wait. Oh, it seems mad. Uh-huh.
You know that?
What is it?
This is a small bottle of puffer. Always when I smell that I know the day when I converted to Islam.
Alhamdulillah.
So this is my brother Khalib, you know, and
yeah,
yeah, it comes from hurt, and I love this brother.
Yeah, anything you want to say now to the world for people now who are listening? Any last people who've had a bad impression about Islam? They think Islam is about terrorism, about evil, crazy things on their mind. What do you? But they're listening to you, and they've listened to some of our shows, and they see the beauty of Islam. But they're, you know, they're listening now. What would you say to them? What advice would you give?
whatever I say, I think there's help, it's nothing. So Allah Subhanahu wa Taala gives only one is to look and to watch the Islam day what he wants. We can say whatever we want. People always hate and hate and hate. So for people who knows me or who looks my videos or whatever, so I hopefully a lot of people find the true religion and find her own peace. This is very important for me. So a lot of hate in this world. It's really amazing. And so, yeah.
Khalib.
Find Islamic for you.
Yeah.
Khalib. Not for the others, you know.
Yes. Khalib, thank you very much. It was nice. Inshallah, God willing, we can hook up in person, maybe in Istanbul, maybe in Bosnia, maybe Austria. Inshallah, we meet in person next time.
Inshallah, we will see.
May Allah bless you.
I'm very happy.
Me too. Nice meeting you. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. And that was our brother, Wilhelm Ott, professional fighter, who now goes by the name Khalid, named after Khalid ibn Walid. And we can take 3 points from this that I was thinking, wow, it's amazing how something like the coronavirus, something that people perceive as something very evil, how many people now, like him, because this coronavirus helped, as he said, to facilitate him to start to think, because now everything just calmed down, life just calmed down, because you're isolated. And now that he's isolated, like many people over the world, locked down, and then with the mass media and all the fear-mongering and the death, the reality of death is hitting a lot of people. And now everything he learned from before that made sense about Islam, he got to, as the tides calmed, everything was more just relaxed, got out of the rat race of life, locked down in the house, starting to think, ponder, and now that brought him to doing what is just natural, to testify that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and the earth, in Arabic, Allah, in Aramaic, in the name, the language Jesus spoke, Allah, that's the one and only one creator, not a human being, not a stick, not a stone, not anything in creation that you're going to first negate like he did. I'm not going to worship money, fame, power, my ideas. I'm not going to worship a messenger, a saint, nothing in creation but the one who created me. That just makes sense. And Muhammad is the last and final messenger. And then point number two is that, what is courage? Just think about that. How many people like him, and you have people who have gone on to achieve great titles and ranks, and other people also in other professions, and who have strong, you know, resolve and courage for material gain. But what about the courage now to go against what people are going to say? My social media followers and family and friends, peer pressure. That takes a lot of resolve and courage. That's courage, to stand for truth Now he knew, he didn't suppress, like many people, they come to it, the truth of the pure monotheism of Islam, but they suppress it and they don't let it out. True courage is to stand for truth. And that's what he did. And point number three, what is actually Islam? For those tuning in for the first time, what is it? You hear this term, it's just like you're trying to describe someone who, okay, who's that person? Well, that person, one, who's dedicated his or her life to follow the guidance that God Almighty sent, to be a good human being, to be morally upright. By the time you explain that, it's a long paragraph, but that is summed up with one word. That's what a Muslim is, one who submits his or her will to the creator of the heavens and earth, and they're doing Islam. Islam is to achieve that peace, that contentment, that happiness by submitting your will to the will of the creator of the heavens and of the creator of the heavens and earth. That's what Islam is, to be morally upright, to stand for justice, to stand for truth, to be a good overall human being. It doesn't call you to be a terrorist, to do evil things. No, it's the opposite. And this is his story. We're sharing it with you. And if you want to accept this beautiful way of life, think about it, because death is a reality. And now with this whole coronavirus thing going on, hey, what if you die? What if, I mean, even the chances are just, you know, beyond the fear mongering and everything, but still, death can come. And for those who are just truly just scared and scared, know that Islam gives you the good, amazing feeling that at the end, this life is short and I'm going to, inshallah, have a better life in Jannah. But the hellfire is real also. You can't just charge up all these bills and at the end you want to check out and then they're going to bring you a bill. Everything you did in this life, because this life is a test. So now is the time to get it right. Think, ponder. We weren't just created to play and go to nightclubs and drink and party. No, this is an examination. And the Creator sent messengers to guide us. Jesus was one of them, Abraham, Moses, Noah, and the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. He's the last and final messenger. He came with the ultimate evidence and proof, the Quran. Read it, put it to the test, put your ego, your pride, and all this to the side, and ask the Creator alone for guidance. Ask, ask, start to do that, homework, and reflect over many of these things that we have shared with you. Continue to watch The Dean Show. You can go ahead and subscribe to get our shows sent to you weekly. Interact with us, support our efforts. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. This is The Dean Show. This is The Dean Show.